Zach Osborne, Team Puerto Rico, Motocross of Nations. Nice burn there on your neck or whatever that is. Fastest qualifier, things look great for you, but didn't go your way.
Yeah, they quickly spiraled downhill, actually. Yeah, I felt good yesterday morning, and then on the heat race, I was still going okay. I got a decent start, and then I was running fifth and had a little crash. Ended up 16th, but that didn't put us in the A final. Then this morning, I crashed again in the B final, came back to fifth, but yeah, overall, it was a bit of a disappointment, really. We all wanted to do good, and especially being the A final, but yeah, oh well.
Yeah, it was a real shame, because if you'd held on to that fifth or sixth that you were in there, you guys might have made the A final, and you know, maybe Chisholm, if his crash hadn't happened. But ifs and buts and whatever. So, hey, you wrapped up your GP career here. You're done with the Bike It Monster Yamaha team. What are your thoughts on that?
It's been amazing. I mean, this is where my GP career started, and now where it's finished. It's good to go home and turn a new page in my life, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to leave everyone that I've met here and had the last 5 years with. So, yeah, I really never thought that it would be like hard to leave. You know, when I first came, the first thing I wanted to do was work as hard as I could and make it back to America. But now I've been here for so long, and I've worked hard to get where I'm at and gain all the fans that I've gained, and now it's kind of hard to leave.
Right. Getting to this race today, Germany wins, USA third, Belgium second. What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, the Germans were superb today, as well as Cairoli and Herlings. I thought Cairoli was exceptionally well today, and obviously Jeffrey was good as you would expect. But yeah, I think it's about what I expected, really.
Yeah, the Germans surprised me a little bit. Schiffer maybe was better than I thought, and as well Nagel in that first moto.
Yeah, I mean, Nagel is excellent in the sand. He's just such a steady, solid guy. You'd never bet against him to be a solid finish for any team, either for Team Germany or whatever team that he may be on. He's always a contender. He's always there. So, I mean, I thought that Schiffer would be the weakest link, and if he could be one time in the top 10, they could win, and that's what he did. He was ninth in one moto, and that was enough for them. I think if Van Horbeek hadn't had the DNF, maybe Belgium would have been a bigger factor, but it was Germany's day.
Team USA, thoughts? I thought maybe they weren't as good as I thought they would be, or as close as I thought they'd be. We knew that sand wasn't their specialty, but thoughts on Team USA?
For me, this is a hard place to come to and learn in 2 weeks. I mean, yeah, you can go fast, but if you can go as fast as the guys who go here once or twice a week and do it three times in a day, or yeah, for me it wasn't a big surprise. I mean, it's just not easy. It's nothing against them, but Lommel's not a place you learn in, you know, a year even. I've been here for 5 years, and just now my sand riding is sort of top 10 speed, and it's as dumb as it sounds, it's pretty good, you know. I mean, just it's a special condition, and it's tough to explain. I mean, you can't explain Lommel to people, you know. It's just not. Chisholm said to me earlier, if there was a track in hell, this would be it.
So be honest, though. Did you think USA would win?
Honestly, I knew that there. I thought they would win the trophy. I thought that definitely they would leave here with the Designations trophy and not be on the podium in one moto. Right. And that's, like I said, nothing against them or no ill will or anything like that. It's just a special place. And I'm surprised that they didn't win the trophy. I thought that they would have been better as a team. And, you know, obviously they made some mistakes, but it's part of it.
Well, hey, man, thanks a lot. Too bad about today. Bummer. I guess we'll see you at Anaheim, where you'll ignore me.
Yeah, of course.